Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, Donald Trump won the election by what many are calling a landslide victory. What does this mean for America?
Well, politically, it means many wanted to change from the Biden-Harris administration, but others are concerned. Associated Press commented that the Senate's gone Republican, so this will help Trump. And furthermore, they wrote, there's going to be fewer checks on Trump when he returns to the White House. He plans to swiftly enact a sweeping agenda that would transform nearly every aspect of American government. And basically, his GOP critics in Congress are gone. Federal government's now got judges he put in, and even three U.S. Supreme Court justices.
Do we have any idea what will be included in Mr. Trump's so-called sweeping agenda?
Yes. Massive deportation, more than we've ever seen. Resumption of tariffs or increased tariffs, as well as affecting foreign alliances. But Trump himself says he's going to lead America to a golden age, and he's going to fix everything. Quote, is what he said. We're going to help our country here. We have a country that needs help very badly. We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country. He says, every citizen, I'm going to fight for you and your family. And every day, I'm not going to rest until we've delivered a strong, prosperous America. This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
In your opinion, Dr. Teal, will Mr. Trump really be able to lead the golden age of America?
No.
Well, why not?
Well, there's a lot of biblical reasons for that. But before I get to that, I want to talk a little bit about a report about foreign and international matters. Now, for example, Israel, their Prime Minister Netanyahu, thinks this is a great, great thing. But over in Ukraine, their president congratulated Donald Trump, but President Zelensky wouldn't comment about Trump's plan to quickly end this war. And then he also has warned that if the resolve of Ukraine's Western backers crumbles and Russia is allowed to seize Ukrainian territory, the war his country's fighting could spread with direct implication for Americans.
So we have congratulations from the country of Ukraine, right along with a veiled threat. What else?
Well, you've got different things going on in Russia. Some are concerned and some think maybe this is a chance for peace. Over in the UK, they believe that even though they've said things, they weren't super pro-Trump, that we have a special relationship, so hopefully we'll remain the closest of allies. On the other hand, you had President Emmanuel Macron of France. He congratulated Trump, said they want to work together. But an hour later, he issued a statement that he and his other European colleagues are concerned. And he was meeting with German Chancellor Scholz, and he said they're going to work toward a more unified, stronger, and more sovereign Europe. Means more sovereign means less to do with the United States. Then you've got Iran. They say that this is not relevant to us. Yeah, don't believe that. Then you've got the head of the Palestinian Authority. He congratulated Trump, and he's hoping that he'll be able to do some stuff. And even Hamas is starting to wonder if something good may happen. And the president of Turkey congratulated Trump. And then today, he actually thinks that Trump is the one who's going to bring peace to Ukraine.
Well, there seems to be a mixed bag of positive and negative feelings on the election of Mr. Trump. Where do we go from here?
Well, one of the things that may happen is that we may see increased conflict in the Middle East based on prophecies in Daniel 9:26 and 27. We know some type of regional peace deal is going to come into place. And if such a deal is biblically confirmed by, let's say, July of 2025, and the Great Tribulation could actually begin before the next presidential term ends. So otherwise, though, I don't see that happening during the Trump-Vance administration.
The peace deal of Daniel 9, 26, 27 may be right around the corner and be confirmed by a future king of the North. That's worth writing down. Any more prophecy?
Well, yeah. Well, normally peace deals don't happen until after a war. And there's prophecies in the book of Isaiah, chapter 22, verses 6 through 9, about an Iranian-led coalition that'll cause great damage to Jerusalem. And there was also, by the way, reports today that the FBI says that Iran was behind a plot to assassinate Donald Trump this week. So obviously, Donald Trump's not going to be thrilled with this.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, while the Iranian government doesn't care for Donald Trump, some in Iran actually want Trump to get in because they think he's their one hope to get rid of that particular government of Iran. And because of that, that may motivate the Iranian government to actually take military steps pretty soon.
That's rather astounding. So Iran may be ready to take action to fulfill biblical prophecies. What about the war in Ukraine? How does that fit in?
Well, back in 2013, I posted that Russia would end up with at least some Ukrainian territory. In 2014, it annexed Crimea. In 2019, I posted that parts of eastern Ukraine would end up as part of Russia.
It's also worth noting that you posted that 11 years ago. Will Russia cede back that territory under the Trump administration?
Not only don't I think so, I actually saw a report today from one of Trump's advisors that says, Ukraine, forget Crimea.
Oh, really?
And that's been my position as well. I mean, things can change, but even before, a few days before Russia's special military operation into Ukraine, back in February 2022, I warned that Russia's going to end up with more Ukrainian territory. And I don't believe Russia's going to give up Crimea or eastern Ukraine. You know, the borders might change a bit from where they currently look at, but the fact is that Ukraine has lost territory that Russia has ended up with.
Does President Zelensky understand this about Russia's plans? And how did you come to the conclusion you did regarding Russia and Ukraine?
Well, Ukrainian President Zelensky says this is not acceptable in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, Russia's got more troops, more with medicines, so he may have to change his mind. Well, anyway, my writings or comments have been based on biblical prophecies that refer to people called the Medes that are going to support Russia in the end times against what will be a rising European Babylonian beast power. It's based on prophecies in the 13th chapter of Isaiah, as well as the 51st chapter of Jeremiah. And since various ones in Russia and parts of Ukraine are descended from the Medes, that's why I've said for over a decade that at least some in Ukraine were going to support Russia and in the end, and that at least parts of that land would support Russia.
Do you have any understanding about the biblical prophecies concerning Europe as a whole?
Yes. Right after Donald Trump won the first time, the Europeans finally got together and put together something called PESCO, which is a permanent structured cooperation. It's kind of a Europe-wide military organization. And they did this because Donald Trump came into office, and some wanted Trump in office for that purpose. And by the way, some of the Europeans have wanted him in this time so they'd increase their military. And the fact that Trump is in, and most people in Europe didn't want him in, is a motivating factor for Europe to add to PESCO, but also to unify itself more, which is what European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has called for, and to build more of a military, which more and more of them are talking about doing. And this is not going to end well for the United States, based on prophecies such as Isaiah 10 verses 5 through 11 and Daniel 11:39. An unintended consequence of Donald Trump's policies is that one day the European beast power is going to rise up, is going to conquer the United States, along with the United Kingdom, Canada, and at least indirectly Australia and New Zealand. Furthermore, Donald Trump's pointing to tariffs as the answer is going to trigger some type of a trade war. And Europe is going to get more serious about dealing with other nations, other parts of the world, other than the United States, such as the Mercosur bloc, South America, and places in Africa, and in Asia. Plus, Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accords. Biden put the U.S. back in, but Trump wants us out again. And the Europeans are saying they've got the moral high ground on this. And the other thing is, you know, Donald Trump has promised more domestic oil production. But unlike his tariff proposals, this oil production thing would be anti-inflammatory, but it could raise international concerns about pollution and climate, particularly from Europe.
Well, just based on his increased oil production, wouldn't that claim to usher in the golden age of America allow him to be successful?
Well, to some degree, economically, yes. But his assertion he's going to fix everything about what's wrong with the country is nonsense. He doesn't even know what all the problems are, let alone can he fix them. Look, he's never called for national repentance. Norton Corn himself personally, even though he calls himself a Christian, has he ever repented? Yeah, he did put in some anti-abortion judges, but they weren't as anti-abortion as they should have been. The sin of abortion is still continuing across the United States. Trump's vowed to be a friend of the LGBTQ plus crowd. And while his views are not as extreme as, let's say, Kamala Harris on here, the Bible says even condoning that behavior is deserving of death in Romans chapter 1. And, you know, Trump has supported pornography. And the Bible, by the way, in Exodus chapter 18, says the type of leaders we should have should be those who are not covetous and those who want to follow the law of God. And people are men of truth. And while not everything Trump says is a lie, he does frequently lie. And he's going to lie more. And it's not that Biden-Harris people didn't lie either, but basically Donald Trump has a history of violating basically most of, but not all, the Ten Commandments. And he's also going to oversee a rise in U.S. debt. For his first administration, he said, "I'm the king of debt and I love debt."
You know, I can see where too much debt is not a good thing, but how does that affect the golden age of America?
The Bible warns that debt and having borrowed from foreigners is a curse that's going to hit those who receive biblical blessings. That's in the book of Deuteronomy. And the debt went up greatly when Donald Trump was president the first time. And this is going to end up in disaster for the United States one day, according to prophecy such as Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. It warns about loading pledges, in our United States case, treasury bills, and that at some point in time, enemies will rise up to deal with this. And he seems to think this kind of debt is fine, and it's certainly not. Now, before Donald Trump became president, the first time, I issued a bunch of warnings, at least 20 of which were confirmed. And one, while he was president, I warned about him putting in sanctions. I said this is going to get other countries to look to figure out how to replace the U.S. dollar. And those kind of things have been happening. You know, for example, just to go through quickly a couple of things I said before he came in office, that he would offend the Europeans. He did do that. This would get Europe to want to be more united. That's happening. That would encourage the Europeans to arm. That's been happening. Gold would hit record prices. That's been happening. He would also do some steps to perhaps would lead to some kind of a peace deal. And that's been happening. He wants to do it again. And on the other hand, I warned that the Great Tribulation would not happen in his first term. Mm-hmm. Of course, I was right about that. Mm-hmm. But as we see some of the things that he's proposed and seeing how the world is reacting, we see what's going on in the Middle East. We very well could see a flare-up of regional war in the Middle East very, very soon, which ultimately could lead to the peace deal and ultimately lead to the Great Tribulation. You know, and many things I predicted about Donald Trump's first administration, he's going to do it again in the second one. You know, biblical prophecies are going to be fulfilled, and some are going to be unintended, and some will be actually intended consequences of Donald Trump being in office. Presuming, of course, he takes office and he survives.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.